When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
FMO.
Yeah, I know.
FMO!
The Jim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock tonight, Malibu Dan comes in with Sam Simon. We do a little monkey stumping, and that's always a great hour, 10 to 11 o'clock. How can you not listen to that hour? All right, Gina Grad is with us. We were talking before we went to the last break, or during the news, I should say, that Pamela Anderson has her hepatitis under control.
Yeah.
But still, would you date like a hot chick like Pamela Anderson if you knew she had hepatitis? I mean, isn't that contagious?
It is. And now I'm totally serious when I say this. I'm not like, I have this friend. I really do have this friend who has herpes.
Or this rabbi. Gina.
And gets a lot of tail.
And he tells everybody?
He tells everybody. He tells me that he tells everyone before he sleeps with them.
I don't know about that.
And he's you know, sleeping with some boys, and they're all cool with it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
I don't know where you are in your life where a guy comes up to you and says, hey, I got herpes, but I'm really into your stick. Let's roll. All right, but here is Pamela Anderson talking about it.
It's not gone, no, but it's...
It'll never be gone, right?
It has disappeared in some cases.
Really?
You know, yeah, so I'm treating it homeopathically. Doing really well. He told me, he went through everything.
I'm treating it what? Homeopathically?
Treating it homeopathically. Doing really well. He told me he went through everything, and he said the only thing he thinks it really that me being vegetarian really helps me staying in such good shape.
Good. Well, I'll have it forever then if I get it. All right. Would you bang Pam Anderson knowing that she has hepatitis C, or is that a big enough turnoff to pass? Here are the phone numbers: 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, let's put the shoe on the other foot here. Let's say a guy, who's like a guy that you're really attracted to, other than me? Is it like Brad Pitt?
Let's go with Clooney.
George Clooney.
Yeah.
All right, let's say George Clooney. He doesn't, but let's say he had hepatitis.
Right.
Is that a big turnoff to you? And would you still do it, knowing you're going to have hepatitis the rest of your life if you banged around with him? Would you want it to be a relationship first? You would do it, right?
I wouldn't completely say no. I would think about it. I'd weigh it out. I'd probably end up rationalizing.
Yeah, but wouldn't you, while you're with the Clooney's stick, mm-hmm. aren't you thinking about it?
A little bit.
A lot of bit.
A little bit.
No? Not a lot?
Definitely afterwards. I'd probably regret it, but, you know.
What if you caught something like that? What if you catch hepatitis from a sexual act?
Well, then you can be like, it's okay, George. We'll get through this together, right?
Oh, man. See, locked him in for good.
Yep.
Because you now have his hep.
Yeah, now he has to stay with me for
a while. I don't know how long that comes out, but it could be dormant for a long time, too. You could catch it.
Yeah, I would assume that, you know, you could be a carrier for a long time before you even realize it. Look, I'm not trying to get the hep. I'm just trying to avoid it, like everybody on the planet.
But I think the way you avoid it is not sleeping with people who you know have it.
Who go on Larry King and talk about
it. Yeah, I mean, just go on national TV and talk about it. That's as bad as Carrie Kasem talking about how she hates sex.
And has candida.
I'd rather sleep with a girl with candida than a girl with hepatitis.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can catch it.
You can't catch candida.
Well, did she ever say how you contract it?
No, candida is a candida is a yeast and a yeast. I guess your body is overproducing yeast.
Right.
Yeah. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's just take a random call here. Who's on line three? Who's this?
Oh, this is Steve.
Hey, you're on the air, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up?
Oh, well, the comment about it. Yeah, my girlfriend, she's had hepatitis C ever since we were like 17 years old.
Right, and how long have you had it?
I haven't had it at all. We were apart for like 20 years, and we got back together, and we've been together 8 years now. And
you knew she had it going back in?
Yeah, and... I haven't had no problem with it at all. I haven't gotten it or anything.
Yeah, but don't you eventually, I mean, aren't you very susceptible to it?
yeah, I must be, but she got it when we were together back then. She had got
it. Get your freaking act together here!
Dougie, please. How did she get it?
She had gotten it from my brother.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Your girlfriend got hepatitis from your brother?
Yeah, from supposedly, I think it was from something she drank off of his, or I don't know what it was.
No. I think there's a little more to it, dude. I think you're in denial about what how close your brother was to your chick.
No, I know it didn't happen that way, but it, that's how she supposedly got it. And but I haven't had, you know, I haven't gotten it from her or nothing, and we've been together for more than 8 years now.
I think, I don't want to.
You know what you should do is break up with her and let your brother go out with her.
Well, no, he passed away a long time ago. But
he's from what?
Yeah, and an aneurysm.
Oh, God.
He wasn't affected by the hepatitis, was it?
No.
Oh, Bobbo.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, you got a very complicated life going on there, dude.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for calling. Wow, look at that. My wife or girlfriend has hepatitis that she caught from my brother and 20 just, years just ago. Then we didn't see each other for 20 years ago. My brother is not around anymore. It's too much for me to handle. All right. Gina Grad is with us. Don't forget Stump the Monkey at 10 o'clock. Jerry, please. Would you bang Pam Anderson knowing that she has hepatitis C? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Bet a lot of guys out there still would. Desperate dopes. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's with us for Live on 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
It's just the way I roll.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad joins us. Would you bang around with somebody even as hot as Pam Anderson if you knew she had hepatitis? Let's talk to Jeremy in Riverside. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey,
love
dude.
The show.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, there's a lot of trash out there, and, you know, there's some girls that might not even tell you that they have hepatitis. So, if I had to choose, I'd say I'd bang her, you know, because I'd rather, you know, bang Pamela Anderson and have a story to tell than it be some girl that I don't know and get hepatitis C and, you know, that, you know, that's not a good story to tell your friends. I got hepatitis C from some chick.
Right. But when you're when you actually are in the act of having sex with Pam Anderson, aren't you concentrating on the fact that that she has hepatitis? You can just leave it out there. That's cool, buddy. That's cool, buddy. Thanks,
man. It's probably going to go through your mind. I mean, obviously, you know it. But at the same time, I mean, it's Pam Anderson.
Right. But still.
I mean, it's a story to tell. You wrap it, you hope, you pray to God, and, you know, you got a good story to tell.
You know what, though? If I can just interject, Dr. Gina, I would like to let you guys know that the most common way of contracting Hep C is through infected blood and blood products. So getting a tattoo, sharing an IV, you know, if you're into some kinky stuff.
Right.
You know.
It's over.
It's over.
And then you get the Hep, and you now, what does it affect, your liver?
I think things kind of just start shutting down.
Yeah, shut your body down. Yeah. Why would you do that over one sex act? Who the hell is that desperate, man? And then, well, then you think about it. Of course, Kid Rock, wasn't he? Didn't he know?
He didn't care.
He didn't care.
No.
Maybe he's got it.
Well, they say it's very uncommon to get it through sex, but
it's very uncommon.
Yeah, but I mean that means that it's possible. They said it's uncommon, but hey, it happens.
I
you
don't know. I think I would get it the first time. I think she would like, you know,
the Conway curse.
We'd be at the Sizzler, and some guy would drop a knife. It would stab her, and in a vein, and blood would fly all over me. That's exactly where I'd get it. John in Thousand Oaks, John, 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Would you hit Pamela Anderson knowing she has hepatitis?
No, I wouldn't hit her with Dorf stick.
Oh.
All right, dude. All right. We thank you for calling. Interesting young man. And I hope that guy calls us back sometime. I enjoyed him. Roger in Long Beach, John, 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Yo, Timmy!
Hey!
Hey, I was gonna say, man, I think the last few years, Pamela Anderson, she's gotten kind of haggard looking, man.
That's what I said.
Is that right?
I think it's the Hep C might be catching up with her, dude.
No, I don't know, dude. I saw her on David Letterman or Jay Leno about 2 months ago, and she looked unbelievable.
Those are some amazing lights, because if you see her, if you saw her on, you know, Larry King and all that, it's a lot of wrinkles with a lot of black eyeshadow.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm,
am I right?
Yeah, she doesn't even compare to Gina Grad right now.
Oh,
dude.
God bless her.
Wow. Thank you. Look at you, man.
Go ahead and put Roger on hold.
She'll meet you in the parking lot. All right. Thanks for calling, dude. Would you sleep with Pamela Anderson? Somebody as hot as Pamela Anderson, knowing that she had hepatitis C. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Kirby in Santa Clarita, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Babu.
Hey, look at you, dude.
Yeah, definitely I would.
You do it?
Yes.
Kirby, how old are you?
Here's my explanation. Well, I'm a nursing student, so before we even go to our clinicals, they make us get our hep shots. So pretty much I'm pretty sure I got my hep C shot.
Yeah, but I don't think you can get a hep C shot. I think it's hep A and hep B.
Is that what it is?
He's a nurse.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. It's one of those. I just saw a hep something, so I'm like, I'm pretty sure I got one of those.
Yeah, I think, but I think it's hep A and hep B that you can be... You can
inoculated
and immunized for, but I don't think it's Hep C. I think that's the crazy
one. I wasn't paying attention to my shots then.
Yeah, you got to pay more attention and stop worrying about the Velcro on those white shoes, dude.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to be a nurse, so.
Oh, Babu. Hey, how many more years until you're a nurse?
I got one more.
It's a pretty good joke,
dude. All right, man, thanks for the time.
All right, pass that along.
All right, I will.
All right, there he goes. Why can't we use that joke on the air? Why do you always have to dump that?
Tim, what?
Why do you have to dump that?
You can't say that.
Why can't you say that on the air?
Because it's describing a sexual act.
It's not. It's the lead nurse in a hospital.
It's double entendre.
Oh, get out of here. Double entendre.
Is it a dangling participle?
Spell it. Paul and Camarillo, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Yeah, I want to have sex with Gina, not Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
Man, yeah, line up, dude.
Javier, hold.
For this rap line.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, how old are you, dude?
I'm 30.
Ooh.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a dentist.
Oh.
You're making some dough.
I do all right.
Paul, are you a member of the tribe?
The tribe? No. I don't know what the tribe is.
Are you a white guy?
Yeah, I'm white.
Not that tribe.
Nah, she's
not. Caucasian tribe.
She's into black dudes.
Hey, well, maybe whatever.
It's true. She didn't want to admit it on the air.
I could use a cleaning though.
Yeah, good. I can clean you up.
Oh, Paul.
All right. What do you want her to wear during the cleaning?
Oh well, let's see. Nice tight jeans. Nice white blouse.
She's
showing curves. Yeah.
She's in. All right, hold on, dude. She'll be up there tomorrow morning.
Okay, Paul.
Elliot Nervine, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, my friend Elon was co-starring with her on Stacks, and he said she was awesome and also a very nice person, so I'd have to say absolutely.
Yeah, I heard she's pretty cool, but it's not the fact that, you know, that she's the coolest chick on the planet or hot. She's got something you can catch.
But come on, you use a rubber like Gina was saying. It's
not. No, but dude, listen to me. I mean, if you knew that she, let's say, who's another hot chick? Let's say Jessica Alba. Let's say she had herpes. Would you, during sex, wouldn't you avoid kissing her?
Okay, see, herpes is different because it's easier to get.
Yeah, but still, dude, you're going to get, you know, it's, if you're that one guy that catches something. You know, every time you think of it, you're like, oh, why did I do that?
Tim, when did you become such a wet blanket?
No, listen, I think Pamela Anderson, I think Jessica Alba, I think these, you know, all these chicks are hot. But if you knew that they had, that's what I'm saying. You know, you can tell somebody you have these diseases, but it is a turnoff.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's tough to keep them underground because
exactly,
then a lot of people get them.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Dude.
Do you think there's, I don't know, but do you think there's any like fetishists out there that look for people with?
Oh, yeah. With illnesses?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet there are.
A little something to catch.
I bet this guy, Elliot, is one of them.
Elon is your co-host. He would be awesome.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you're right, dude. All right. We thank you for calling, buddy.
1 minute to more Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Jerry.
Whoa.
What's going on
did
with
that
you?
Go on the air?
Yeah, it went on the air.
I thought I had that in the cue bank. I thought I did.
Why do you even have that in the cue bank? It's for, what is it? They call it a rejoin? What is it called?
That was a 60-second, back in 60 seconds rejoin.
For the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show.
Paul, I'm sorry about that. I thought I had that in the cue bank.
It's not in the cue bank. And why would it even be in the cue bank? I mean, you don't even work on that show.
I don't know, dude. I was listening to something and I don't know. That was I take responsibility for that.
Dude, you're really out of it tonight. You're thinking of that video game.
I'm excited, dude. I'm just antsy. I'm like,
what is that called, that video game?
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Grand Theft Auto.
I'm real excited, dude.
Is it worth taking a week off?
No.
Taking a couple nights off?
Maybe a night.
You're really going to take a night off of that?
Maybe.
You're gonna line up tonight at midnight to get that game.
Yep.
And you're going to play it until the wee hours of the morning.
Probably.
Until your mom and dad get up and go to work.
Maybe.
And you're going to play it all day.
All
sit
day.
In your pajamas.
All
pop some corn and play that video game, right?
Tim, that's my life, dude.
All right, buddy.
I'm just antsy.
And again,
excited.
When do you turn 14? Is it this
well,
month?
Well, Timmy, it's actually games aren't just for little kids anymore.
Wait, you're not 13 anymore?
No.
How old are you?
16.
Oh, you're 16.
But games aren't just for little kids anymore, Timmy. There's adults that play a lot of video games.
I understand. But, sweetheart, there are very few adults that take work off work to play the video games. Do you understand that?
Well, I mean, Timmy.
Do you understand that?
I'm taking, it's a personal, it's a day for me. It's a vacation day.
Okay. All right, you might be taking it early if you keep effing up, Jerry. Please, keep your head in the game.
Sorry.
All right, Gina Grad, thanks for stopping
by.
Thank you. Don't forget, Stump the Monkey is coming up. It's always the best. The Monkateen is with us. And Sam Simon, Stump the Monkey, coming up. Get your questions in early. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.